Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And good Wednesday morning. Don Dubuque filling in for Tommy Tucker this week. Thanks for tuning in with us this morning. And we got a special guest joining us, Mike Cooper, the St. Tammany Parish President. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Do we have Mike?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Oh, there he is. Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Doing great, Don. How are you this morning?
Fine. Thanks for taking some time to talk with us. Mike, you're a lifelong St. Tammany Parish resident. I've been here for 50 years, and we've seen an awful lot of changes in the parish over our lifetimes, certainly with regard to growth. And when you get growth, obviously it takes infrastructure and a lot of development. Give us a kind of a state of the parish, if you would. How is the parish doing financially?
Well, in one regard, we're doing well with our sales taxes. You know, as our parish grows, as people shop here and invest here in St. Tammany Parish, we see our sales taxes increasing, which supports our infrastructure, which supports for St. Tammany Parish government, which supports the school system, which supports all of our entities that rely on sales taxes. Property taxes, of course, are growing as well, which funds our general fund and funds many of the other agencies or entities like fire districts, the library system. School depends on property taxes as well, the library. So as we grow, our tax base continues to grow. But our operation and maintenance needs grow as well, and sometimes grows larger than the actual income that's coming in. We're doing well with our roads, bridges, and drainage infrastructure funding. We've got $53 million dedicated this year in the 2026 budget in roads, bridges, and drainage infrastructure. That includes engineering, design, and construction on hundreds of projects across the parish. But what we do not have, and you've heard us talk about this over the past 6 years, is a dedicated funding source for our Justice Center, what we're required to pay to the District Attorney's Office to maintain criminal justice, what we're required to pay to the sheriff for security at the Justice Center for maintaining the jail, and what we're required to fund other entities that make up our criminal justice system. We had dedicated funding for that went away in 2018 when a dedicated tax, a sales tax, was not renewed through a vote of the public.
So overall, the council approved the $202 million budget. Is that balanced, or is that leaving deficits, or has there been enough cuts made to where that's going to balance it?
Well, it's balanced in the fact that we're utilizing every dollar in that $202 million budget to fund what we have. We're not it is a balanced budget, but we do have further needs. We could use further revenue to meet those needs. But what we have is balanced in the fact that we've dedicated each and every dollar for some use, whether it be in infrastructure, whether it be in operations and maintenance of our other departments like utilities, facilities, you know, maintaining our buildings, public works, engineering, and grants, planning and zoning, you know, all of our departments. We're all funded. However, we do not have funding to fully meet the needs of our criminal justice system.
Well, Mike, we're going to take a traffic break. We come back. Maybe you can tell me some of the possible solutions to achieve that, to get the funding that's necessary to go over and above the budget to add in those necessary things. We're talking with Parish President Mike Cooper. If you got a question or a comment, you can use our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. Let's take a look at traffic. For that, we go to Joe Cardosi in the WWL Traffic Center. And we're talking with St. Tammany Parish President Mike Cooper about the growth on out infrastructure in St. Tammany Parish. And, Mike, I've got a couple of texts in here that are wanting to know about the property tax increases in St. Tammany Parish. Wouldn't that help offset, hey, call it a budget deficit, but as you said, the budget is balanced. It's that they don't have the money to go forward with other projects. And I'm looking at my property tax bill that I got. And it's clearly pointed out on here, you know, what each thing for law enforcement, for the several for schools, the animal shelter, the Council on Aging, Fire District, Mosquito District, Recreation, each one is assigned a millage rate and what the tax amount for me is. I got one here that says Alimony 1. What is that?
Okay.
I've never been divorced. I don't know why I have an alimony tax.
And it has nothing to do with that. Alimony 1 is a property tax millage that goes to St. Tammany Parish government. If you have alimony 2, you live in one of the municipalities. That goes to the general fund of the municipalities, alimony 2. Alimony 1 is if you live outside of the parish. Our general fund is what we utilize to fund, for the most part, because we don't have dedicated funding, the criminal justice system, what I was alluding to earlier regarding the judges, DA, the Justice Center, jail, that's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
That's what Alimony 1 is. And as you itemize those other ones, you'll see parish government does not get all of your property taxes. In fact, that Alimony 1 and drainage maintenance and library and animal services, well, not library, animal services, drainage, and alimony comes to St. Tammany Parish government. The others go to those itemized agencies that you see listed on your bill. So parish government is operating with about 10% of your total property tax bill.
Okay, so is increasing property taxes to include making sure that the Sheriff's Department can provide the necessary protection at the Justice Center and the other needs that they have? Could that be put on as property tax items to get, you know, without going to the people for a vote? Because I think they've had enough of sales tax. I don't think that's going to get approved as they spoke last election.
Yeah, we have heard from our citizens that they do not want an additional tax. And we're working to devise a tax-neutral proposition to where we can lower some of the existing millages across the board, depending on what each entity can give up, while coming back and putting something or suggesting something that can make up that difference to provide for our criminal justice system. We do have funding for security at the Justice Center. That is in our budget for 2026. And there's just a dispute at this point that I think has been resolved for at least a short period of time, for a month, while we work out this dispute. But we do have funding for security at the Justice Center that was adopted in our 2026 budget at the same rate and the same number of deputies that is currently serving for security at the Justice Center.
Got it. And we got the sheriff coming up in just a little while. We'll talk to him more about that because that's kind of his baby. Mike, sure. Thank you for coming on and explaining the property tax and the budget system over there. And I want to thank you for sending out those newsletters. They're very informative that we come each and every week. I don't know how I got on that list. Do you have to apply for that, or is it already sent to all property owners or registered voters? How do you get that?
You must have applied, but I appreciate you sharing that. It's an honor to serve our citizens. We're working very hard to provide all the services that you and those who live and do business here. And we certainly appreciate it. We're working hard. The parish council and I and all of our agencies are working hard to serve our citizens. We appreciate it. And I want to take this opportunity to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And same back to you, Mike, you and your family. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks for coming on again. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
There he goes, St. Tammany Parish President Mike Cooper. All right, it's time for news. Let's go to the WWO Newsroom. We got Ian Ozan standing by with the latest.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.